friends.
Friends, family, coop enjoyers, welcome back to another iteration of Coop Podcast, starring your three very sexy, very awesome, very cool, very based co-hosts, Nick, and Juan. I don't know what more you could want. A little trifecta going on, nothing too crazy.
A little peanut butter sandwich.
What the hell are you, a banana? What, are you the peanut butter or the jelly? What are you talking about?
We're bread.
Oh, that's fucking racist. What the hell? Okay, cool. Anyway, Did you say peanut butter and jelly or just peanut butter?
Just peanut butter sandwich.
Okay, I'm just stupid. That's funny. And racist.
All right.
Well, do you think racism's funny?
When it's relevant.
Anyways, all right, back to the topic.
It can be.
All right.
Anyways, we got a juice here for podcast for you. Stay tuned for the whole thing. Click like as many times as possible. If you want a cameo, don't look me up. I'm not on there. But I'll do a cameo for you for free, actually. Just hit me up. Leave a comment if you want a cameo. Do y'all know what cameo is?
Yes, we know cameo.
Okay, cool.
I don't live under a rock.
I, too, went to college.
I forgot.
All right, gang.
You got a topic for us?
I got a topic for you.
One scratching.
I want to know your red flags in women, but it needs to be oddly specific. Like, it got to be somewhere. Like, if I tell you some of mine, you're gonna be like, "Bro, what? Are you like, is that big of a deal to you?"
Really?
Yes. Or like, what is the pettiest reason you can align with? What are the pettiest reasons you have to cut someone off, like that?
Interesting. Okay.
I'll go.
Well, y'all obviously got more experience than I, but I can give you some red flags.
Sure. Yeah,
they'll be pretty general, but.
My first is if, I don't know why, but if she has a lot of friends.
Ooh.
Like a lot of friends.
That's an interesting one.
Okay, so she goes out a lot.
Not even necessarily that she goes out a lot. That doesn't bother me. Like you do you, I do me. Like type vibe. Like it's what I'm bothered. When you have so many friends, where you're different around every group, where you're a different person, like you act differently, you treat others differently when you're in a group. You know what I'm saying? Like when you have so many friends, where it's like a different personality every time. Like we hang out with this group, you act one way. This group is a different way. Like that to me is just like. Just doesn't feel right. Like it's kind of like a little fakeness in a way.
Yeah.
Like you're not being your true self. You're just
not genuine.
Yeah. You're just doing whatever to fit in.
Okay.
All right. That's a good one. I never thought about that.
I'll start off by saying one of the stupidest reasons I cut a girl off.
Okay. Hopefully she ain't watching.
I hope she is. I have so many stories that I've been holding back on a fear of them watching it and, like, being pissed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like the way I would deliver some of the stories, they would have to laugh about it. That did happen, but I don't remember it that way. And I'm like, no, this is how I remember it.
Okay.
But one of the pettiest reasons I cut a girl off, this was in college, she took more than 12 hours to respond. No, it wasn't even 12 hours. I think it was like...
Oh, yeah, that shit pisses me off.
I want to say I went to my morning class, and then at 12, she hadn't responded by then, so I just blocked it.
I've done that.
You'd see my message, you drop everything and respond.
Did she for sure see your message, or was she just like asleep or something?
I mean, I can't confirm that she did or not. It was still undelivered.
What I'm saying is, like, was she, like, a normal, like, late sleeper? Like, if I don't respond to one, I'm probably asleep.
You know what? Now,
I just say a curious question. Like, did you just block her? You're just like, yo, I know you. Like, you didn't respond.
So you sent it at 8 a.m.?
It was probably closer to 9 a.m.
And then she didn't respond till when? 12?
I don't know what time she responded.
Or noon.
But it was noon when you blocked her.
It was noon when I blocked her.
Oh, noon.
Like, I finished my
really?
Classes for
3 hours?
And
you blocked her for 3 hours?
3 hours, man?
It might have been a little bit more. I don't know when I sent that message. But I know as soon as I finished my classes. So that day, my classes might went to, like, 1 o'clock or something.
Okay, that's a little. They're on their phones. I know they'd be on
their
phones.
That's the thing. Like,
I know.
I know it's a little toxic because, like, damn, like, it wasn't even that long. It wasn't even the whole day or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But when in college, I know you're on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And under no circumstances, and I'm allowing a female, this is toxic. I know this is toxic. Am I allowing a lady to feel like I'm lucky to be speaking to her? If that makes sense. Like, no. I'm the catch.
I see where you're coming from.
And that's I know it's a toxic mentality, but I genuinely
believe that.
I am the catch.
It is definitely considered toxic by the female population.
Oh. Okay, I can see that.
But I'm also playing devil's advocate that in college, some people sleep till noon. Like, you might have, because as far as we know, there wasn't a confirmation that it was read or seen by a notification or anything.
To be completely fair, this is a girl that me and her previously had. We didn't date or anything, but we were hanging out a lot, and we were having sleepovers and shit.
Okay, sleepovers.
And to my remembering, she stayed up very late, had trouble sleeping, and did wake up fairly late.
So you might have very well blocked this woman just because she was sleeping in, thinking that
okay,
she just wasn't responding.
That might be toxic.
That is toxic. That 100% is toxic.
But in my head, I'm giving you a second chance. And I'd be damn if I'd ever be disrespected like that.
But if she was asleep, so are you expecting a woman then to, or a lady, to wake up when you wake up so that she can respond to you?
This goes back to like episode 2 or something like that, where I was like, I think lifestyles have to be similar. If I get up at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m., like right now I'm getting up at 6 a.m. If I get up at 6 a.m. and you're not up by 9 a.m., what are we doing?
Okay, that's fair.
You're talking about good morning. I'm on lunch. What do you mean good morning? You're having a bacon, egg, and cheese, and I'm having like steak and potatoes. Like, we're not the same person.
Now, follow-up question. This mindset of similar living styles, did you have that mindset at that time?
No. It was also college. It was just like...
That's what I'm saying.
I got you.
Was I trying to date her? No. So, but yeah, that's
definitely toxic.
You know, I felt toxic as I did it. But specifically for this girl, fuck it.
Okay. Wherever you are,
Uber,
fuck you.
Come on.
Cool.
Y'all laugh once I tell y'all the name.
Oh, God. It's right. It's no. Anyways.
Y'all will be like, oh, that's fair.
Now my brain's just going through like
which one could it be? Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say it's either late junior year or senior year.
Fuck.
You all know it. Anyway, Vahakis, what's give me a red flag?
Red flag. That's the thing. I can't like give a specific one because I haven't really like super encountered like a super specific one. But like when they're just like dumb, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just a shell.
Yeah.
And you're just like, how are you even real? Like, what are you a real person?
Yeah.
Like,
you're an NPC for sure.
Yeah.
You ask them a question, and they were like, And you're like, what?
Dumb is a bad way to put it, but when they're just like a shell, that's probably even worse way to put it. I don't care though. They're just like, who are you? Like who are you actually? You know, like, do you have a personality, or are you just, you know, makeup and whatever the hell else? You know?
Yeah.
are you literally just like
a pretty face?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're literally just a pretty face.
Yeah. That's probably mine. Just not like real. NPC.
So you have to. For me, you have to like. Have your own set of ideas.
Yeah. Okay.
Like that's what I consider like not necessarily, I guess, an intelligent person in terms of a shell. Like an intel. Like you can think and have your own ideas in different situations, and you're not just following the majority or anything.
Can you argue back with me?
Okay.
That's a green flag. Right?
Yeah.
If you can debate me, you're in. That's all I gotta say.
So.
Because I'm not fun to debate with.
I like this. Oh, but I had this crazy debate at work with this lady. It made me mad that at the end of the debate, my coworkers had to tell me that she was actually upset and complaining to the like manager about it. at that point, I was like, well, I was just having a debate with you. Like, it made me mad that she was actually butthurt. It's like, damn, but just take the L and leave. But
no, she lost.
She genuinely believes that she didn't lose. I was like, that's crazy. Anyway, besides the point, I like your answers. Not what I'm looking for. Okay. Let me give you a different one.
Oh, you're looking for the toxic Andrew Tate style.
I wouldn't say Andrew Tate style, but like...
Oh, you're talking... Oh,
I want stupid red flags that are oddly specific. Like, this one girl does...
Well, like I said, I can't really give you all of them, but, you know, one day I'll be able
to... Due to legal reasons.
Yeah, legal reasons. Yeah, I'm legally not allowed to share them, but yes.
Here's another one.
NDAs.
For you.
Many NDAs. Go ahead.
She doesn't eat sushi.
Doesn't eat
sushi? You don't eat sushi? You don't like raw meat? Fuck out of here.
I don't eat sushi.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, Nick. I wouldn't date you.
You're done for, buddy.
Yeah, but yeah, you don't eat sushi? You're leaving. What? How can I trust you?
Okay.
You don't eat sushi. You're weird. Matter of fact, you're lame. You're not a lady. What do you want? Steak and potatoes?
What happens if they're one of them vegetarians?
There's vegetarian sushi.
What? Oh, yeah, there is. You're right. Oh, then
so
they're just a liar.
What if she just likes a different type of food? What if she just doesn't like sushi? Or she has like some sort of allergy? You're still eating sick.
If you have allergies, that's different. Now, granted, this is currently a girl in which I am flirting with. I wouldn't even say we're talking yet.
They can just eat the rice.
She told me she doesn't like sushi, but she a baddie, so you'll have to see that through.
Gotta look past it, I guess.
But she a baddie. Like, she's actually, like, one of the few people that are like, all right, maybe I am out of my league right now. But I've only felt like that 2 times in my life. This happens to be one of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you don't eat sushi. Here's like 2 things. You don't take raw meat. 2, I'm assuming you're not cultured. I'll be damned if I go out with you and you with my friends or my family and you get chicken tenders and fries.
Okay. Rebuttal to that. Can she not like just like regular Oriental food? Or just like minus the...
What do you mean by that?
So like noodles and...
Like noodle, like lo mein, things like not sushi. Like just
regular... I gotcha.
Japanese, wherever cuisine, wherever the hell it's from over there. Or if she's like, she loves Caribbean food or something like that. Like, can she not like those foods?
That's completely fair. And I'm gonna be honest with you. It depends on at the point that I find out she does not like sushi, how much do I already know about her eating habits? If we're like, bop, 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 flirting, let's meet, that, date 2, all right, cool, let's go get some sushi. And she's like, oh, I don't eat sushi. You're gone. You're deleted. You're removed. You're in the transport portal. You're gone. Free agent.
Women, I apologize for the men in this world that do
what I'm risking, but I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time. You don't like sushi, you're gone. I'm not wasting my time no more. It's in the early stages. I understand. This is a ridiculous red flag. But it's something that... It's a red flag and you're gone. You don't like sushi. I don't like you.
Okay. Like I said, I can't give specific ones. But Nick, can you give a specific one so I don't have to?
I have another one for you.
Okay. I don't know if I want to keep hearing one talk about this red flag. This red flag's like... you don't wear white socks instead of black socks. Get the fuck out of here. You're a horrible human.
No, okay, here's a red flag that's not my red flag, but I've heard a lot of people hate it. It's like it gives them the ick or whatever. Which I feel like the ick thing, that's the same thing as red flags. Like, oh, he gave me the ick. It's like that. You're
but
gone.
Those are,
they're ridiculous.
They're crazy.
It's the same thing as this thing with sushi. Like, why should I give a fuck what you eat? What I do. Here's another one for you. This one, I feel like most people would agree. I don't like when girls come on to me too hard.
Can't relate.
If you come on to me a little too aggressively, which is, it, like, there's a thin line on it. There's a thin line on it. I like a girl that's bold. If you're a woman, you come on to me like, hey, I think you're fine. Like, this one girl, I was bartending.
Yeah.
Bop, bop, bop. I'm hearing she, like, thinks I'm cute, whatever. Whatever, this is a regular weekend or whatever.
Does she work there?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
This is a guest.
Oh.
But whatever, server's like, yeah, she thinks she's cute. They ask for your number. I'm like, yeah, I'm not giving them that number. As she's leaving the restaurant, she walks up to the bar, reaches across the bar and goes, "Hey, how you doing? My name is Blake. Wants to shake my hand. What's your name?" That's player. I respect that.
Damn, bro.
That's respect.
Can't relate.
I wasn't going to give her my number. Crazy. She got my number. We linked. She bowled. I like that. Switch the scene, though. Let's say I'm at the bar. Drinking with the friends. Boom, boom, boom. Girl does the exact same thing. Bet. Boom, give her my number. Now she's still flirt with me. Now she's grabbing my shoulder, being a little more handsy, touching my back. It's like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm trying to do tonight. Looks at me. You're gone. You're gone. You're out of here.
Yeah, I can get behind
you're
that.
You're out of here. You did too much. You were in your bag, and you pushed it too far.
I can agree with that.
Too much dip in that chip. You went from being player to being, whoa.
Do you think it's because she gets, like, in a way, gets around? Is that your mindset in that situation? Like,
yeah.
Or is it just, like, an over, like, she's just, like, too cocky? Like, she thinks
it's not a cockiness thing for me. I genuinely think it's just because my head, like, all right, cool, you just give it around. Like,
okay, that's fair.
Either one of the two. You don't respect me enough as a person, I'm a piece of meat to you. And obviously, I don't want that. Toxic, red flag. Or you get around and I'm. Mm-mm.
You know, I have had that situation happen before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have, actually. I remember that specific scenario.
Yeah.
If it's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, it is the one I'm thinking
about.
Yeah. Man.
It's disgusting. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It feels disgusting.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like, especially in that situation, too. Like, if you're out, I don't know exactly the situation.
Right,
you're kind of out drinking or something like that, or at a party or a function or something.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
Okay. So if you're at, like, a function or something like that, like, if we're, like, in public, and, like, you're, like, trying to act like I'm already yours, like,
No, I'm fine with that,
You're
actually.
Fine with that?
If it's good banter, okay. And, because I even do that, too. Like, I can meet a girl, and I'll start calling her my girl for the love of my life. Well, in college, that was my go-to word, introducing a girl. It's 80% of the time, I'm airing shit out right now. 80% of the time, because I didn't know these girls' names. But I would introduce her to the friend groups at the parties and whatnot, like, oh, this is the love of my life.
And she would say her name.
And then, yeah, she would say her name. It was real player. They love that shit. Like, not only did I introduce you to my friend group, but I, like, told them, nah, you mine.
And you say you ain't got game.
Huh?
And you say you ain't got game.
You take my looks away, that's creepy. I'm a weirdo.
Me and Juan have had this debate multiple times,
really?
And I have stated it any time we have the conversation. The way that he goes about saying these things, like, he can't get in trouble for them.
No.
Like, if I were to be in that situation and say that, I'd be the creepy guy. But the way Juan does it and the way he, like,
carries himself. You gotta know how to deliver it.
That's what I'm saying. The way you deliver it, like, you can get away with pretty much anything when it comes to, like, the female. In range.
Nah. This is me being humble. Yeah. Anyway, I don't mind a girl, like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're gonna go talk to that girl? I thought we were dating. Like, that's cool. Like, I like that shit. It's good banter. But it's.
Must be nice. That's
but I have to go back and forth with it.
I get
you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about the scenario where they're
on
like,
the same page. Quite literally.
I'm talking about when the scenario you listed out. Comes up, bop, 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 and then she instantly starts, like, rubbing your arm and, like, rubbing your back. And, like, kind of, like, hanging on. You kind of try to be your armpit.
Yeah, no, don't touch me.
Like, at a party like that.
Don't touch me.
Like, if I was in that situation, like, now I've been in a relationship for 2.5-3 years. So, like, I'm different, but in that situation, like, I'm not yours. Like, get off me.
Yeah, like, that. No, like, the touching's, I don't like the touch. I don't like that. It's like, we're in public, for one. I don't know you like that. We're just fucking around with each other. But I like the banter. All right, here's a few from girls.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to give you guys another one that I think it's real funny because it comes from me. Red flag, a girl that can't spell.
Can't spell.
Can't fucking spell. If I can't read your text messages because you misspell something, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah.
It ain't going to fucking work. Meanwhile, my text looked like that. Sometimes I reread my text. I'm like, what the fuck am I trying to say?
I'm the same way.
But if a woman's doing that, absolutely not. You're out of here. you're out of here.
Take
you're
your
gone.
Time to type the message.
You can't be illiterate. Come on. Like, you can't. I'm
we
sorry.
Can't both.
But is it just their texting style? Like, my texting style, like, I am literate, but I text like I'm illiterate. Are you saying,
no,
are you
like,
saying like that's a
you're actually, you can't spell.
Okay,
like,
okay.
If you actually can't
oh.
spell. I'm not talking about abbreviating, using, like,
okay,
slang
cool.
terms
just,
or
make sure we're on the same
for
page.
Texting habits. I'm talking about, like, you straight up can't spell. Like, if you had to write a letter by hand, that shit would be garbage. Like, autocorrect saves your life 80% of the time. But sometimes you misspell something so poorly that it doesn't even know what the fuck you're trying to say.
Man.
That, I hate it. Hate it, you're gone. Give me one full day of bad texting like that, you're out of here.
So they gotta be somewhat intelligent.
I guess, yeah. Well, that's facts. She
elementary
intelligent.
Basic intelligence.
No, I mean intelligence. Oh, here's another one.
Yeah, Juan's just got a whole list of these.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so mad because I wrote
Juan, do you ask these questions, like, up front? Like, girl, like, you meet at a bar, for example. You meet at a bar, y'all are get done texting. The next day, question one. Do you like sushi?
No.
You better eat sushi. I'm not talking about
I don't ask. I was just saying, like, that's why with the sushi one, I was like, it depends at what point do I figure this shit out. I like sushi. Like, for most dates, I don't like doing dinner dates.
That's right, little lunch spots.
Like, I prefer lunch spots, and usually sushi, in my head, is a good lunch meal. Right? So, if it would never be a date one. Date one is ice cream. I'm not spending more than $20 on your date. Unless you're bad. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, like, usually day two, maybe day three, like, I'll just get lunch. And usually it's sushi. If I find out at that point, you're getting cut off. But if we've been going on a few dates, then we have 8 different ones. Like, we went to a Jamaican spot, and we went to a Mexican spot, and then we went to, I don't know, a Korean spot or something. Then I found out you don't like sushi. All right, cool. At this point, either I like you. Well, for one, if you got more than 2 days out of me, I like you. But so it just depends at what point I find out.
I think now that you're kind of mentioning that, it's like I think one thing that I don't like that I've learned over time is when you're too picky while ordering, as in, like, you know, no avocado on the burger, or, you know, like. And then like, put the mustard on the side or some shit. I think that shit's annoying. I'm not sure about you.
I'm a picky eater, so I understand.
Okay,
that it's
yeah.
Annoying.
I'm sorry.
No,
this definitely applies to you.
No. I'm just like defending. Like, I agree that it is annoying.
Yeah, it annoys me when people have to order that way, and then when it comes out wrong, and then they have to send it back.
I'll order picky because I like. I'm paying for this food. I'm gonna get it the way I want my food. But if it comes out and it's wrong,
yeah,
I'm not sending it back. I'm doing everything I can. I'll just take some off, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, right. I'm not going to send it back.
And then people that make a scene about that, too. Like, that sort of stuff.
Oh. Like, when it comes to, like,
scene makers are
I can't eat this food.
Yeah.
It's not cooked to the right temperature. Excuse me. Like,
that's
fuck
the
that.
Worst.
Get out of here.
If you treat service industry like shit.
Yeah.
That's
if you,
like,
yeah, if you treat servers like, if you don't tip, get out of here.
That's a good general red flag, for sure.
Like, if you refuse to tip, like, I'm not talking tipping at, like, Sonic, but, like, you go to a restaurant, sit down, and you don't tip
okay,
your
like,
way.
If you're at
a,
yeah.
yeah.
If
you're sitting
service,
down, if you're being served, yeah. And you don't tip, get right. out of here.
So here's some red flags that I got from women.
From
women.
Let's see if we fall into any of these. All right,
so, ungroomed, so get cut, guys.
Got it.
Not brushing their teeth.
Okay.
Having dirty nails. These are the only two that are funny to me. When he has to back up to repark because he couldn't get between the lines the first time. That shit's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Even though I do that.
I've done it before. I mean, that one's perfect. Now, granted, if I'm in a group of, like, if people are in my car, I'm embarrassed. I'd rather park like shit than retry. If I'm with a group, fuck that. Oh, you parked.
See, I'm the opposite.
You parked on the line? I don't give a fuck. You got me fucked. Everything. read Justin while you guys are in here. That's embarrassing.
Inconsiderate.
I'm being considerate of my own emotions.
See, I guess that just doesn't bother me. Like, I would, because if you park like shit, they're going to talk shit about your parking. If you take two times to back up, they're going to make fun of you because you, like, you don't win in either scenario. Like, you're still going to take, you're still going to be the blunt of the
joke.
Better
park right the first
time. Okay.
So I just gonna, I just double park.
Like, no, I mean, like, if it's with dudes, I'll probably readjust. Like, fuck you. Something
like with, like, a group of girls.
But if it's a group of girls, I'd be damned.
Gotcha.
I'd be damned. This one time, I was in PR. I'm driving the Jeep. I go to parallel park.
Okay.
All right, this is not, keep on, this Jeep's a little lifted, big ass tires. Yeah, yeah. Parallel park by the beach. I fuck it up. I got the Jeep on, like, the whole fucking, like, sidewalk. Like, on the curb. Okay. Like, literally, two tires are on this. And I had a choice to make. I could readjust. Now, keep in mind, these are, like, across the street from bars. People are staring. There's no doors, no top. Like, we full. And this is, like, 11:30 p.m. Streets are packed.
Oh, you got to own it, that.
I can readjust. Now, keep in mind, there's a sign that says you can't do this.
Oh. You can't park like that?
Yeah, it's just a dickhead parking anyway. I know this. The sign's, like, all in the corner or whatever. So, like, no one's seeing it. I know this because I've been to this spot. And I have the choice to make. So, I decide to own it. This one dickhead dude was like, hey, yo, you got this shit all the way on the motherfucking curb. You rocking like that? You big dog like that? So, naturally, I have to feed off that energy. And I was like, hey, bro, you know it? Got the motherfucking Jeep. You know how it is. We outside. Open the cooler. Boom, we got coolers. We got bottles. Da, da, da. I'm on the curb. Fuck being next to the curb. I'm on the curb. I got a Jeep. We off-road with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Crazy dollars. I want to say that was New Year's. That was a New Year's night, too. That's why the streets were so packed. But yeah, that was one of the funny ones. Another funny one was this girl said, when he doesn't like scary movies. Specifically because I don't like scary movies.
Bro, fuck scary movies.
Really?
I'm good.
I think some scary movies are pretty good. See, that's the problem with a lot of scary movies is that they're, like, super cheap with how they scare you. It's just a bunch of jump scares and stuff like that. But I do enjoy, like, a good, like, just, like, psychological, like, horror type movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what
I'm sorry. No.
That's what I'm saying.
That's some devil shit.
Well, I'm also
ill. Good.
So.
That's some devil shit. I'm okay.
But I think, you know, it's just kind of cool that, you know, they're able to make something like that.
No,
it's creepy.
Yeah,
why is somebody thinking about that?
Yeah, they're fucking sick in the head.
Like, who the fuck?
Because they want that bag, bro. That's why they think like that.
That's creepy. The fact that, because how it starts is it didn't necessarily start by they want that bag. They're a high school kid and they're just like, oh, I want to be in filmmaking. I just want to write stories. And they sit in this little desk in some dark room and they're like, writing this shit down. That's creepy, bro.
That's a horror movie in itself, right?
That's what I'm, those are the people who write these movies.
You know, it's whatever.
It's creepy, but I'm good. I'm out on that.
I'll watch it if there's a group of us watching it, but, like, me watching by myself, absolutely.
Oh, no. I wouldn't watch it necessarily by myself. I don't really watch movies like that anyway, but, you know.
I would also never recommend watching a scary movie.
Scary video games, those are cool, too. Just saying.
I'm not playing them.
They're pretty cool.
Bro, I played Slenderman in, like, middle school. That shit fucking scarred me, bro. You walk outside at night and you just see, like, a little blur and you're like, oh, fuck no.
And you're like, oh no.
You hear a car drive by but you don't know it's a car, bro. Fuck out of here. I'm done.
Those are so funny.
Another one I heard was when he has navy sheets.
Like the color navy?
Yeah, the color
navy. What the fuck?
I hear that women just think you're a fuckboy because of that, but...
Because I like the color dark blue.
Apparently it's also easier to, like, not see, like, stains and shit on it. It's just, like, a slightly darker shade.
That's just getting the best bang for my buck.
But, oh, yeah, I think that was stupid. Oh, man. I have some more.
That's some crazy shit.
Red flags.
I don't really have red flags. Like, I used to have, like...
That's why I also said, like, paired it with dumbest reason to cut someone off. Because, like, the red flag of someone, like, not responding within, like, a six-hour period.
Yeah.
That's a pretty stupid reason. But it wasn't a red flag.
Huh?
So, but I have so many stories that one day we can dissect all my college adventures. And
One day.
One day we just have fun with the funny stories and funny situations I put myself in.
Yeah.
We have a whole storytelling episode. Yeah. We each tell a crazy story.
But
okay.
Maybe a nice twist, maybe a little special one at one point. But
okay.
We'll do a meet and greet.
yeah, at your local Krispy Kreme.
Oh, hold up.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Yeah. Red flag, you got any more? Okay. You got any more ones that?
All these specific.
All these specific, yeah.
Off the top of my head, no. Well, ones that I'm comfortable with saying on air.
That's fair.
Out of respect for them.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, we'll move on from ones, oddly specific red flags. Again, women, I think. I'm going to apologize if I think Nick's in with me on this one, is that some of these are a little toxic.
I mean, they're toxic, but you can ask all the women I've talked to.
I don't really apologize. I think they're pretty funny.
Yes.
I'm fair.
Just saying. Like, it wasn't like we were a date or anything.
Yeah.
All the women I've talked to, they love me.
Game's game.
Yeah, no, they respect game, man.
Anyway, speaking of game, let's talk a little bit about the rap game.
New hit rap game. Okay.
Most underrated rapper in the past 5 years.
Underrated. Okay.
Who comes to mind?
Most I'll let y'all go first. I feel like I go first on the rap topics. I want y'all to go first.
Juan, who's your most underrated rapper?
Damn,
in the
you
last
passed
years?
It off to Juan. Oh boy, he's thinking over there. I see him thinking.
Past 5 years.
Yep.
I know mine. But mine's not really underrated.
I was like it needs to be actually that word.
Yeah. Oh no, I got one. Okay, y'all go ahead.
It's just past 5 years. I feel like I'm gonna forget about a lot of the smaller ones. I mean, like you can say Polo G is underrated.
I see. He's pretty big, so it's like it's kind of hard to say he's underrated.
That's where he's like big? Like what do you classify?
That's what I'm saying. Like, but he's not compared to.
Polo G's in a headliner at a show.
It's like he's not headlining. He's not.
If it's not his show, he's not headlining. Like Drake can go headline
okay.
any festival.
Yeah, yeah, he's not headlining music. Apology.
So yeah. You could, if I think he's good enough to headline, then he is underrated.
Apology's a good answer.
Granted, I don't really listen to Apology, but I respect Gabe.
Sure.
Gabe, respect Gabe.
One that isn't necessarily on my list of underrated rappers, but I feel like it's a notable or an honorable mention, is the Kid Laroi. I think as a rapper, very underrated. Because he's switched over to this pop, like hip-hop, or not hip-hop, pop style now. He's just kind of like doing the Justin Bieber scene.
Yeah.
Which he's doing good at. But he like started off rapping.
Okay.
So to me, like his rapping ability, I think it's a little bit underrated.
I don't really know if I've ever heard him rap too much.
Like he, there's like a rap when, like, I mean, he started rapping when he was like 14. He got like Juice WRLD found him when he was like 15 or whatever.
Right.
Okay. And he was like rapping then, like he was rapping and he was like actually intelligently rapping.
This is such a hard
question. It's a hard one.
Because like past 5 years, if you're underrated, you're probably not making music. No, you know what?
What you got?
I got another one. Lil Yachty.
Sheesh.
Lil Yachty is very gifted. Underrated.
His discography isn't very good though.
Are you saying like the albums that he's produced aren't the best?
Yeah, the albums that just in general he has aren't very good. They're not consistent at all.
I don't know if I'd say he's underrated, but I agree that he is very good.
I think he's underrated in his potential. How about that? As an overall artist, he's here just in general. I'm like, you got Lil Bo, what, 1, and then 2.1, and then 3, and then you have like a bunch of filler albums in between that I couldn't even name. And his overall discography isn't very good. That's the problem. My problem with Apology. So, or excuse me, not Apology. Lil Yachty, sorry. Got distracted. But I do think he's underrated in his potential, for sure. So overall, maybe not underrated, but you know, in his potential, I think he is.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Kind of.
It halfway makes sense to my mind. Give me your answer. Give me your answer.
Yep. Who you got?
I'm going to say somebody that should be at the top that I don't think gets enough recognition. I'm going to say Denzel Curry.
I like that. Yeah. I like that answer.
You like Denzel, Juan? He's good. You listen to much of him?
I got a few of his songs.
Yeah.
Speedboat. Yeah. Pray to God, I'll get rebound.
That album's amazing. Yeah, listen to that all the way through. And Denzel, his features are amazing. You ever heard him on? And that's the thing. He doesn't really collab with like other artists like that. So that's why he hasn't really like. Well, I say that's why he's definitely in the main scene, but he's still like popularity wise, he's still like a D tier rapper popularity wise.
Yeah.
I think he's probably an A tier actual like artist for sure. I put him up there.
Okay. I can get behind it, but I don't think he gets the recognition he deserves
absolutely.
By any means.
Yeah. And let's see, he has a very good variety in his discography as well. You listen to each one of his albums, none of them are the same. Like he can switch up flows really well.
Yes.
He can switch up vibes super easily. You know, he can halfway sing, which is cool. Very unique style,
yeah.
For sure.
Like Clark Cobain is a totally different song from Speedboat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but they're exactly. Both really good songs.
Exactly. Yeah, he's got multiple flows. He's very versatile for sure. So he should be like, oh god, he should be more popular than Kodak Black for sure. No offense to Kodak Black. Actually, offense to Kodak Black because he wasted my time rolling out.
That is true. He was very bad at this year rolling out.
He didn't even sing.
He brushed his teeth on stage, man.
He didn't even sing, bro. He danced around and his DJ was just cheering him on. Anyways.
And then he walked around
that's
the crowd.
Nah, I'm not going to shout.
So, okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But Denzel, if you have another one, go ahead.
Well,
I have a couple. So, go ahead.
Okay, well, the person I was about to say is not... He's an A-tier rapper. He's widely accepted A-tier. I just think he's top-tier. Like, S-tier.
Oh, so he's, like, underrated as just an artist in general, is what you think? Or his overall ability?
I think he's underrated as when people talk about, like, top fives.
Okay, okay.
He's not on top five. Like, some people's top fives.
Okay. Who you got?
Lil Wayne. Nice.
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
I thought you
well,
were going to say
past 5
so.
Years, let's see, what do you got? Carter 5?
Yeah, he dropped Carter 5.
And then, what else we got? Oh, we got the mixtape with Rich the Kid.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah, unfortunately. I like some of those songs, but past 5 years, yeah, I
let's just say, that was not necessarily like your past.
Oh, okay. You're just saying in general?
That one, in general, I think he's underrated.
Okay.
That's fair. I think a lot of people don't like realize
how influential or how just listening to his songs, how talented he truly is.
Oh,
I think some people forget that he was like, they'll like, they'll love a Lil Wayne song, but they'll just forget that it was a Lil Wayne song.
Yeah. I mean, he's out of his prime time where he was just dropping album after album after album. He's also been in the game for so gosh darn long.
Absolutely.
He started when he was, like, what, 12? Like,
pre-2000.
Yeah, literally had to stop his little band because he was too big for him. He started the term bling bling. That wasn't a thing before, Wayne. He tried to trademark that, then he was, like, too late or something.
Are you sure Soulja Boy didn't say that first?
Positive.
He'll debate you on that one. I'll see.
Yeah, I think Wayne's a little underrated, but who are your other ones?
Since we'll go back 10 years. How about that? We'll give it a 10-year range. Okay. Well, I'm going to give it 10 years for this overall, for this next artist, just because relevancy-wise, in my honest opinion. And you kind of said, like, you don't think a lot that he's like that Wayne doesn't appear in a lot of people like top five and stuff like that and you know that sort of stuff. I think Rocky's kind of that way. It's like he should be up there with the greats. Like he's got verses and like you try to like read those lyrics, right? It's like those are deep. Like that shit tough.
ASAP.
Yeah. I highly encourage y'all to listen to him. He's really good.
Like, I mean, I like some of his songs, but I just don't listen to him.
No, you gotta listen to him for sure. He's underrated as an artist overall, and I could say past 10 years because he's only made music for about professionally for 10 years pretty much. But he obviously started before that. But professionally, he's only past 10 years. Definitely underrated in the past, like that time frame for sure. And then another one for 5 years is J.I.D.
Okay,
yeah, he's really good.
I feel like those Jid is in like a category of like he's not everyone's cup of tea.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah,
so it's like same thing with like Earth Gang. Like,
right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Earth Gang has very loyal followers, fan base.
Yes.
But
so does
like,
Jid. Yep.
You listen to the music, you know they're not doing mainstream.
Yeah.
Like it's just, this is all. You gotta enjoy this type of music in order to appreciate them. Like, I can listen to their song. Like, that was a good song. Like, the lyrics. I'm not saying that, but they drop an album.
I feel like another slightly underrated artist is Ski Mask. I think he's one of those ones that has a very loyal following. But to the
his
general.
His ass just needs to drop. He just needs to drop something.
But even when he does drop, it's like his fans listen to it, but the general like rap fan isn't necessarily going to listen to that album.
If he kept at a good pace, he'd be like super big.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but you know he hasn't dropped an album since Stokely. You know, so it's just like, what the hell are you doing, bro? You know,
drop equal twins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. If he was consistent. And also, if his friends, you know, didn't pass away, so to say.
That's right.
Genre would be the head genre of rap right now.
Do you think if...
Like, that whole... But he's not really... Ski Mask isn't really emo, but
he's
that,
in that groove.
He's in that groove, yeah, for sure.
Do you think if X and Juice were still alive, is that what you're... Is that the group that you're saying would be the top echelon of rap?
Yeah. That would be the dominant... subgenre of hip hop or rap would be that kind of like emo vibe for sure.
I think people underestimate that style of music as being able to become popular. That's
question
always,
marks like one of the biggest albums of all time, streaming wise, which is insane.
We were looking at that today.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I think it's number one on Spotify, at least it's number one. And Drake's, I think, Scorpion and The Views.
That's crazy. question mark.
I think that genre though is always kind of slept on as, oh, it'll never be mainstream.
Right.
But then as like time has gone and more people listen to that style of music, they're like, yo, I actually like this. Like this isn't bad. And then they start listening to more and then they kind of fall out. You're like, huh. So I think just that genre overall.
Okay.
If you want an actual underrated artist. Griffin puts me on to a lot.
Lomalu?
Shut up.
That Mexican LT?
Yeah. The guy named Kenny Mason. Look him up. He's really good. He's like, he's kind of like, Jid style-wise. But not that deep, but kind of has that style. But he's got a flow. Like, he's actually underrated, for sure. He was on the Doomsday tape. The D-Day one with like Cole and Dreamville and all that. He was on that. He was on Stick. He was on that song. He had a verse on there.
I'll have to look him up for sure.
Yeah.
This dude, Griffin B, I want to say like senior year of college, when Spotify dropped the Spotify rap, his most played song was played 7 times.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he listens to so much music.
He does.
Different music.
No. You know what? Your most played song played 7 total times in a year?
Now, it was like 19. It wasn't a lot. It definitely wasn't a lot.
I don't know if it was double digits, bro.
Huh?
I don't know if it was double digits.
I'd have to ask him.
It was ridiculous. I was like, what do you do? You like, oh, wow, I like this song. And never play it again? Like, my most played song was played hundreds of times. Now, granted, it was a song that I like played at the gym. It was like Dreams and Nightmares.
But I think it goes back to how much different, like, he doesn't just listen to the same style of music. He'll listen
to
different genres.
Yeah, which is, like, insane to me. He's like, dude, even to listen to one song,
I listened to a song twice, John, on the way to work if I really like it.
Yeah, literally.
That I'm like, oh, I didn't hear it again.
That itself is an autism test right there.
What?
If you're willing, if you want to go explore like new stuff like that. Because autistic people don't really do that.
Did you just call me autistic?
Flip that.
Send me to jail. I need free food.
All right, so any final ones before we move on?
I gave you Kenny Mason, so...
Big Moochie Grape.
Big Moochie Grape, yeah. The GOAT.
Oh,
yeah.
Big Moochie Grape.
Oh, Nav, of course, not underrated.
Nav is underrated.
He's literally the GOAT. Don Toliver is not really underrated anymore. He's fairly rated now. What's up?
Iman Shumpert has some rap songs out there. He was a former NBA player, was the first NBA player to do Dances with the Stars. Iman Shumpert. On Spotify, he's up there as Iman. I-M-A-N.
I'll look him up.
He has two or three. I don't know how many songs he's released so far. There's two or three that I'm like, all right, these are bangers. He's also a storytelling rapper. He's like from Chicago, really like lived the life, and he's like storytelling.
This guy?
No. Like, it's literally just Iman. But he's
him?
I think so. Does he look tall as fuck?
Let me see.
Kind of? Is that him?
That looks like him.
I think so.
That's not enough plays to be... Surely this isn't him, because this doesn't have enough plays.
I'll search
if he's
up.
Actually in the NFL, is that what he said?
Well, he used to be in the NBA.
He's retired now. All right. Production's top tier, though. Like, you can tell they actually produced music.
Yeah.
It was like, this is a fun little game. Yeah, no, this is him.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, no, so, like, he doesn't get many, like, views, listens. I mean,
that's sad.
But it's pretty solid, like, old school rap, though.
Oh, okay.
There's a few other rappers. Childish Gambino? I feel like he's a little underrated.
I know him as Donald Glover. But
why did you watch that show on BET?
No, I was watching
Atlanta,
like, I was watching middle school. Like, I was watching like comedy videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like one of his it was one where he was talking about like a babysitter and the little black kids. He used a certain phrase that I can't repeat.
Oh yeah.
That was the first video I watched, and I was like,
I don't like
the lit
got,
one.
Yeah, the lit
like
yeah.
They have a word inside them.
Yeah, like that was the first video I've ever seen. We'll watch it later.
Okay,
but as the first video I've ever seen, I was like, yo, this guy's hilarious. Oh, you start, and there's so few clips when you first started. So there's so few clips of him out there.
Yeah,
I just like as a kid, I was like moved on to something different. So I just like never kept up with him. Not
That's
even when I started rapping.
Me and some high school buddies were actually going to go see him in concert. Then he like broke his leg or something, so we didn't go. It was really sad. I think he. I wish he made more music. I think he's underrated as an artist for sure, but he just didn't make enough.
Yeah.
Or hasn't been active recently at all.
This is America.
Yeah,
okay, we're tripping out.
Yeah, not the exhibitor. All right, well.
What we got for the next topic?
I believe this is the final topic of the night.
Oh, yeah. Super, super fun topic. Yeah.
Is this the one? Well, go ahead, because I don't want to say the wrong one.
What?
Which one is it?
Well, what did you think it was?
Okay, yeah, it's the one I thought it was.
Okay.
All right, final topic of the night.
You got confused because I said it was fun.
Anyway, continue.
No, we had multiple that were considered.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Death penalty. What is y'all's opinion on this matter? Is it ethical? Is it unhumane? Is it worth the risk of potentially killing someone that's innocent? Or is it... Oh, I'll let y'all take it because I have a few questions on it.
I don't think that it's unethical. I think for you to commit a crime so heinous that people want you dead, like it's like eye for an eye, kind of concept. Like, okay, when you...
So you gotta be a murderer.
If you go kill somebody... Now, the flip side of this argument, I believe you kill somebody, like, you should die too. Like, you should not be able to continue living. But there's some people that say, oh, no, he should rot into jail. And I see both sides.
Okay, that's what I said. Do you think it's more humane than locking someone up for life? Because you can argue that's unhumane.
I don't know. I don't really know which way I lean 100%.
What about you, Valhalla?
I don't know. I feel like maybe how they... I don't mind the death penalty. I think it's appropriate in, you know, circumstances where, you know, if people, you know, feel like that should be the punishment. But I think it should be whoever was potentially impacted directly by whoever committed such a crime that they could potentially deserve the death penalty. I think those people should decide whether or not that person should get the death penalty or if they get life in prison without parole.
So you're saying...
Like, let's say
like the parents of a victim? Like,
yeah. Sure, yeah. Let's say you got killed, okay, for example. And your parents, you know, they're obviously affected by that. Mm-hmm. So they would get to choose whether or not your killer got the death penalty or if he got life in prison. Not the actual jury.
If they find him guilty.
If they find him guilty and he's convicted and, you know, all that and whatnot. What do you think?
I can see that.
Because I don't think the state has the, you know, they do have a jury. It is human, but it's not to that emotional factor that would include how the actual victims that are directly affected by that actually feel. Sure, you can have testimonies, you know, where it's like, oh, I wish I could, you know, kill you right now or whatever. But they don't care. If they get to choose, if that person actually gets to live, I think that'd be like a lot better for the actual victims that were directly affected by it.
I can agree with that.
Because if it was me personally, like, let's say, you know, my son got killed by somebody, I want to go kill them myself. You know, like, I'd kill that person. But since it's up to the state's hands, I'll be like, all right, Mr. State, I guess you can, you know, I do want you to kill him. Since I can't do it myself, I'll let you all kill.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I can get behind that.
I like that concept. Isn't bad. I think in those moments, the death penalty doesn't seem as severe. Like, you're choosing to take someone's life away. Granted, this person could be a rapist, could be or a murderer or whatever. Like, yes, you're saying. Like, I'm not saying the crime wasn't worth it. But when you are filled with all that emotion,
yeah,
you're very, very tunnel visioned.
Okay.
You're not seeing the bigger picture, you're just seeing this evil demon that caused so much pain in your life.
Yeah.
But,
so you should just leave it up to the state?
No, because you're either for the death penalty or you're not. You know what I'm saying? I don't think if you commit a crime that could give you death penalty, then do it. Like, I don't, like, if it's a murder case and you can receive the death penalty, I don't think it's, you can't get it. I think it should be, you're getting the death penalty if you are convicted and found guilty. I don't think it should be up to the judge's discretion of whether you get 30 years with no parole or life or 3 life sentences or death.
I think the jury has to vote on the death penalty. It's not the judge. The jury votes on whether you get the death penalty or not.
Even then, I think it should be, this is the crime that qualifies for it. This is the result. I need to be consistent. I also feel like we should go back. If we were to do the death penalty, it's only, what, 2 states that still have the death penalty? Texas and...
No, there's more than that still have it.
think so.
Yeah. But it was rapidly decreasing at one point. It was like,
I want to say it's very, very low though.
There's I think there's quite a few that.
I think it's sub 10.
Sub 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, feel free to look it up. I'm not sure.
But I do think if we're going to keep the death penalty, how many states?
I know one of them, I think it's South Carolina, used a gas chamber at one point.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of crazy.
Wow.
How many?
27 states.
Yeah.
More than half.
I figured it is a decent amount. I couldn't remember the exact number, though.
Wow, that's insane.
But obviously, they don't hand them out very often.
Yeah.
That's a very rare thing to get.
Like, even terrorists, it's like, there's a chance they don't get it.
All right, so, but if we're going to have the death penalty, I think we should go back to public death, like, I guess, murder.
I think that's inhumane.
Is it? I feel like at that point, you show how powerful
the state is.
No.
Yeah, that's what I would love to see.
Not the state, but like how strong the death penalty is.
Like, you mean the state's death penalty?
Well, I mean,
because the state's the one organizing that.
Yeah, I agree with you, but like at the same time, it's just like I feel like you would reconsider doing some crimes.
I mean, like, they technically are public to an extent, but only certain people are kind of allowed to see it. If they're like directly involved, for the most part, they are kind of public. It's not really.
But like, you bring them down to the town center and like
hang them up, string them up. Boy. Is that what you're talking about?
That's gotta be racist. That's 100% racist.
I was going off of one. So what the heck? Juan? How can you say something?
What was
like that
shit? When you drop that big ass knife?
Guillotine.
Oh, the guillotine.
Bring the guillotine back out, man. People be like, hey, maybe I'm not going to rob this little gas station no more.
I don't agree with that, but what I do agree with is when they, you do like a, actually like a petty crime, they put you, what is it, stable lock or something?
Yeah, what's
like you put your head and your arms through, like you're in like poster and people just like throw shit at you, bring that shit back. Like over petty bring that shit back. Like if you're doing like a petty crime like that, you're going to like shoplifting, like. If you're like above the age of 18, like don't do it to kids.
I don't feel like you could do like.
Fuck it, bro.
That's cruel and unusual punishment right there. That's literally the Fourth Amendment. You're not allowed to do that.
Bring it back. But I don't think it should be. Yeah. It can't be petty crimes. Because like.
What I'm saying, like you go and like you like rob a bank.
Like it has to be something significant enough to where like not many people are doing it.
Do what?
Not many people are doing it because you do petty crime. Like you know how many people steal from Walmart? They lost like $3 billion worth of.
Okay,
merchandise because of eating. Like
drunk drivers. Like not necessarily if you kill somebody.
That's
no,
Eighth
you,
Amendment, sorry.
If you kill somebody drunk driving, you're a murderer. But if you say you're drunk driving caused an accident.
Oh, that's fair. Like I'll be cool with something like that. But like it needs to be something big enough to where like people will show up for it. Like because if it's every guy starting like 2 days or every day at this hour, there's. The public,
Don't you think that's somewhat cruel?
It was cruel of them to get drunk and drive home and cause a wreck.
Oh, are you talking about how you think drunk drivers should be executed or something if they kill someone?
No. if they are a drunk driver and they cause an accident and they kill somebody, that's a murder charge or a manslaughter charge, whatever it is.
Sure.
But if you're a drunk driver, if you get drunk, you drive, you cause an accident. Or if you get pulled over for drunk driving.
Get a DUI.
Yeah, you get a DUI. You're public humiliation. I'm going to throw eggs at you. Or
that's
eggs like tomatoes.
You try to apply for a job? Oh, I see you got a DUI. On
but people still do
there?
It every day?
Oh,
can
yeah.
you imagine a...
I mean, that's still embarrassing. Regardless,
I'll use, like,
you got it on
I'll use college kids, for example.
But no one knows that. That's private. Privacy laws protect you from your employer stating that to any employee that works with you.
Well, they'll still ask you about it, I'm sure.
No, they have the right to ask you about it.
Yeah. But they're not going to tell your employees, your fellow employees.
That's what I'm saying, but it's like you're not embarrassed by it. That gets, that if you get arrested, you get DUI.
Well, it's embarrassing that your boss would have to bring it up to you. If they're interviewing you.
But you can get past that, though. Like,
well, yeah.
I'm talking about, like, for example, college kids.
That's like, not everyone knows it. Like,
sure.
This is like, you put, do something like that so stupid, but... A college kid in front of the whole college campus, guarantee you no one's ever doing this to you.
Because college kids are so afraid of being... They don't even, like, eat with their mom in public because they're embarrassed that they're eating with their mom. Like, yeah. Some kids are. Like, then, but they want to get drunk, drive home. Most of the time, if they do it once, they're going to do it again. They get caught once, they're never going to do it again. Like, do you know when people have DUIs and have multiple?
Yeah.
Like, you don't... Most people don't just get one DUI when they get a DUI. They have multiple.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
After the first one, you put them in the town square and people pay $2 to throw tomatoes at him. I guarantee you he's not going to want to be in that
spot. I'm going in there and paying $10. Give me 5 rounds. Gah, gah.
Exactly.
You ever seen them sheriff videos on TikTok? Where it's like...
No.
Cheesy
ones?
Yeah, well, it's like... It's usually a county in Florida that does it, right? And it's like, today's, offender, what's his name, like, did this crime, and then they, like, show his mugshot and stuff, and, like, they publicly humiliate him. So it's like, that's a real thing. Like, this dude on TikTok.
Yeah, but that's, like, the news. Like, that's, like, the same thing they were on the news.
No, we're getting close with it.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like,
see,
I want
that,
more.
That is a real thing.
Yeah, I want more.
I want everybody to know that you drove drunk.
See, that's the thing. This ain't the old days. So it's like, not everybody goes to town square to do whatever, you know.
But okay, they would now.
That's another argument. Like, you're bringing back the sense of community.
There's no community anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This guy in our community is putting other people at danger. He's putting your kids at danger.
You don't host,
then
like...
Then post them on iHeart Spring Hill.
But no one's reading that. I guarantee you, if you find, like, how many town square things are happening? Not many. Like, I want to say they have, like...
And then who goes to the town square things? Not many people.
You'd be surprised that they people do show up, but it's usually, like, all these specific things. Like, for example, we lived in Cookville, the...
The Fall Festival.
Where we live?
This guy.
Used to live.
Yeah, used to live.
No, wait. We still live there.
Exactly. Yeah. Go
I'm in Connecticut. all our listeners, like, they don't know us personally.
Yeah.
They're going to mail us something.
Unless they're from TikTok.
In this small college town, the Banana Pudding Festival.
Yeah.
People actually pull through to this small
college
town.
Well, because
there's
banana pudding there. Yeah, nobody cares.
You're telling me if there was in your current town, city, whatever the fuck you're in, a drunk driver was in a little stable thing like the good old medieval days,
yeah,
on the town square at Sunday at 11:30, uh-huh. $1 tomato throws. Uh-huh. You're not going down there?
No.
What?
You're such a liar.
What?
I'm going down there.
I'm not asking if you will throw a tomato. I'm asking if you'll show up.
No.
To watch people throw tomatoes.
It'll be a whole event.
I don't care.
People are traveling.
That's good for them. I'll let them throw the tomatoes. I don't care.
Then you're going to get tourist activity. It's going to bring more revenue.
Get your tomatoes. Now we're producing produce, locally grown produce, helping the economy by helping local farmers. Each town has their own little farmer.
Well, I support the idea. Do I think it's, what's the word?
Humane?
No, not humane. I don't know.
Useless?
Not useless. I don't know the word. That's okay. I'm still trying to think of it. That's okay. Basically, I don't think it's, it'll fit everywhere, so to say. Like, this, it just wouldn't work in a lot of places.
It worked real well, so. But I also think that just to close it out, I also think sending someone into life in prison, like multiple life sentences.
Yeah.
Isn't like life? In
prison? I think multiple life sentences is crazy.
No, but like, cause isn't a life sentence technically legally like 40 years or some shit? It's a set amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think so.
I'm fairly confident.
I'm pretty sure the set amount of time is like 90 years. Like it's something.
It's always.
It's something where you, when you get the life sentence,
you're in there for
life. Unless you're living to like 120, you're gonna die.
How many years is life sentence? That's what I guess you should.
It's. I know it's definitely more than 40, because there's like people get sentenced for like 40 years for like RICO charges.
person would it be over?
Free, free the boy. Free slime.
It's 75? Wow.
So yeah, that's... If you're getting the...
No, it's 25 years. A basic life convention in the United States carries a minimum of 25 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before parole eligibility.
Yeah, so that's where... Now the stipulation is life without the possibility of parole.
And then three life sentences, which would mean the person would be able to be eligible for release is 75 years. So that's why they do multiple.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I guess when they give multiple, they just frame it as life without the possibility of parole, which is three life sentences.
Oh.
I guess that's probably how
they use it. I didn't know that. So you learn something new every day. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
25 years, I'm like...
I mean, that's a life.
That's a life, yeah.
That's a life. I go in there right now, I'm not coming back until I'm 50.
That's crazy. That that kind of brings up, a whole...
I'd be damn flying cars by the time I get back.
That was and you are essentially starting from zero.
Yeah.
Bro, your rehabilitation is rough.
Because you come in there with no job, no credit.
But just the way that, when you're going to 25 years, you're going to, like, a maximum security jail for the most part. Like, the way things are run in there, the way things are run on the outside world, two different ways of life. You switch your life to live like that, and you have to switch back.
You don't know how to function.
No, you're a different person, 1,000%.
Also, I think life sentences like that are inhumane.
I think they give away these...
They just kill them?
I think that's more people.
I feel like depending on the crime, yes.
Well, if you're going to spend 100 years in prison, that's your sentence. That's more. That's unhuman. You're dying in prison. You're literally stuck in a box.
Maybe.
I feel like depending on...
It should be... You get life sentence on the easier side. Or, excuse me, you get the death penalty on the easier side. But if you get the bad side, then you get literally just stay in prison for the rest of your life. Depending on which one...
I feel like depending on the crime. I feel like it has to be crime dependent. Like, if you're a murderer... I think I don't know which route it would fall under. If you're a murderer versus like a child predator, or like a kidnap, like a large like sex ring thing, like if you're getting life sentences for that, you should rot in jail.
I still feel like that's inhumane, like especially like Maxon's incarcerations, like those aren't built for rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Those aren't built for you to be like come in here and figure your shit out and like come out of that a man or a woman.
What is it?
Like maximum security places that like most of these people are going to.
Oh yeah.
Like well for even just our whole jailing system, like our prison system. We're not rehabilitating people. We're throwing you a timeout.
Well, you know.
There's some that are like high end white collar, like you're like, hey yo, this is like
well yeah. If you're you know, a low risk criminal, so it's like you do a white collar crime, like you just
and it's
yeah.
It is usually shorter terms.
Yeah,
it's like even if you don't, if they don't rehabilitate you, you're not gone for that long. Like,
right.
You did a 4-year term in the army, bro. Relax. But these that you're in there for 75 years and you're not coming out and you're literally in a box, you sleep on a flat piece of steel or cement, whatever it is, you get a thin ass pillow. And a metal toilet that you can't even get privacy in. You get to be outside, what, an hour a day?
Yeah.
And that's if you act accordingly. You do anything, any hiccup, you're thrown in the box or whatever.
So, I have a rebuttal for you. A lot of people that are incarcerated, that go to jail, they're in a position in their life where... So for some people, that's their only way to get a consistent meal and a bed to sleep in, is by being in jail. So they're just going to keep committing crimes.
Those people are getting life sentences.
No, I'm not saying necessarily life sentences, but like just the prison system in general.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I think at some point, like you can't make it a hotel.
A life sentence is inhumane. Because if it's only going to be short term, you should focus on rehabilitation. Once you get out, you should become like.
But at what point is it
productive?
Don't commit the crime that you committed to be in here. Like, is it like
that's a good point.
Like they committed such a heinous crime where they have to get life in prison. What they did was, we don't trust you.
I'm
to
pro
be,
death penalty.
I know. I'm just saying. I mean, like, in this example, off with his head. Like, what's inhumane about it? Like, what is what they did not inhumane?
No, I agree. But who are we though? We're saying, oh, that's inhumane. Now I'm gonna do inhumane things to you.
An eye for an eye.
Then off with his head. You murder someone, you shoot him.
Well, I also agree with
why
that.
Why should the state choose whether somebody dies? Isn't that inhumane?
I'm not talking about murderers. Like, murderers, if you kill, you should be killed. Like, the sex traffickers, the child predators, they get life sentences. Like, fuck out of here. Go rot. Like, I don't care if you die. Like, you did something inhumane.
How about this?
So what are we getting out of it then? We just lock him up and that's it? He's locked up. Woohoo. Just murder the motherfucker. He's gone. He's dead. He will never do this again. And we're not paying to feed him. We're not overstocking our prison system.
I have a better point.
Well, I think actually they treat him too humane during a life sentence. They need to put him in a probably about a room about the size of the table here. I think that'd be pretty good. And then from the ceiling they drop in like a piece of bread every day, and it's completely dark. What do you think?
Is that honestly? Huh? You think, is that how you really feel? Or you just
I think that'd be kind of funny.
That'd be
kind of funny
for a week, and after I'm like, yo, that is a human in there.
I mean, like, don't do the crime, can't do the time.
Then murder.
Facts, bro. but some crimes aren't worth murder, but it's worth.
Yeah, no. What I describe
jail
is definitely inhumane. No, it's definitely inhumane. Okay, I just think it's funny.
I just think it's all crimes. Like, I think you should still, like, it's jail, man. Like, don't do bad things, you end up in bad places. Like, it's like you go to hell and you're like, damn, this place sucks. It's like, well, why'd you end up in hell?
Okay, so how many years do you think it would take for someone to fully regret and come out with better intentions for?
Okay, what crime?
Any crime.
Some people don't. That's the problem.
Let's
but
think
it's impossible to predict.
Some crimes are linked to mental illness, so no matter how much they think or can convince you that they're going to do better, they're just going to go back and do whatever the hell they did. Like, this is like a genuine like thing.
That's
serial killers. They go to jail, but they get caught for a petty crime. They get out, they do the exact same thing.
I think they should be marked. They should be removed. They should be deleted. Smaller crimes? How long do you think it takes? Because if it's a smaller crime, I agree. Like, don't do the crime, can't do the time. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. You robbed a house, gotta go spend 4 years in prison now? Cool. I'm not disagreeing with you. But life in prison, what's the purpose? What's the point? He's never touching, what's it called, the public soil again.
It's justice.
It's justice? Murder him. Motherfucker's already, he's already dead to us.
This man is called murder.
Which, oh, like, I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's just as inhumane as the death penalty.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's just as inhumane. If anything, it's more cost-effective. So if we're already doing inhumane things, if your argument is who should decide on it, it could be the same thing with juries. Like, the jury already decides if he's guilty or not guilty when it goes to trial. Because he's not going to walk in that moment, yeah, I did do it. He's not doing that. They're going to trial. It might be a fast-ass trial because... Hey,
well, if he admitted it, at least that means that, you know, he probably regrets it to some extent. Or maybe he doesn't regret it, but he's trying at least.
So it's like, if you're already going to spend the rest of your life in prison, what is the reason? What is the purpose? What are we doing here? Give him the chance to what? Repent?
Well, not repent. It's just more like...
You learned your lesson?
It's more like suffering.
It's more like eternal torture. It's like a torture that you can't.
You guys are sick in the head. You would prefer
you use want everybody to die.
Well, I'm saying, but like, I feel like that's the most humane way to go about it. If you want someone to rot in prison, just go ahead and take care of them.
I think some crimes are not worth death, but are worth you spending the rest of your life behind bars. I don't think everything should...
So they lose their mental stability because they go actually crazy.
Okay.
See, that's the problem. Does it serve... them, or does it serve the victim's justice when they're actually killed? Nobody knows. Because nobody knows what happens after you're killed.
No, and no one knows what happens when they go to prison. What are they going to do, visit them?
Huh?
Visit the person in the prison, like, hey, why did you do it?
Wait, I'm confused.
Plus, like you're saying, like, you don't know if it helps the victims after if you would have killed them.
Well, you don't know if justice is served in the afterlife, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so that's getting too.
Yeah,
deep
so it's like that's a whole other side of the conversation.
Well, I'm just saying.
So, but
maybe that's the easy way out. For all we know, maybe that could be the easy way out for that person. Who knows if he's not going to be punished in the afterlife?
But in this life, he's no longer existing.
Well, in this life, he could be in this room right here, and people be dropping the bread in. I think that's pretty funny. You kill my daughter, get in the box. You're getting your bread for today.
Oh, well, he's going to be the new John Wick. They're going to kill his dog one day, and he's just going to go rampage.
But
all in trouble.
I give y'all my opinion. I think the death penalty is okay.
Oh, yeah, I think it's okay.
Well, I definitely think, I don't know the science behind it, but I believe, like, probably... murders.
That would only benefit the state. Right. That wouldn't benefit the victims.
Any final thoughts?
It might benefit the victims to an extent, but what happens if they didn't want it to happen in the first place?
I don't think any victim wanted what happened to happen.
Well, wanted the death penalty to happen. That doesn't help the victims.
Oh, no, we're getting too deep into this.
I'm just saying. It'll just help society as a whole. You get to see the price of certain things. Like, hey, this is what's going on. This is what happens when you fuck shit up like this.
Well, like, that's a bit cruel and unusual. Unlike the punishment I described.
All right. Any final thoughts, boys, before we get out of here?
I got nothing. I'll bring some more red flags. I had a list written down at work. I just forgot to bring my notepad home.
Ben's got a list.
I usually put them on my phone, but for whatever reason, I wanted to use pen and paper and left it at home.
Did you leave it, like, right on your desk? Like,
right
on a sticky
desk.
Note? Like, on your
On my desk.
Monitor.
It's like a notepad, like, this big, you know, like the... And it's, like, on my desk.
Gotcha.
I got some pins on top of it. It's, like, bullet points, too. So, like, people know I made a list.
Gotcha.
Hopefully they didn't read it. If they read it, they'd probably fucking laugh.
All right.
Well, hey, if you see Juan's list, make sure to look at it, all right?
Look at the list.
My coworkers know that because I asked them.
Oh, okay.
I was like, this is what I got, guys. What do y'all think?
It's an accumulation.
Let's get out of here, boys.
Deuces. Good boys out.